All right, well, finally tonight we're going to have a look at the Road Safety Authority, who were in front of the Oireachtas Transport Committee this afternoon discussing issues relating to road safety, and they detailed some of the emerging trends they're seeing on the road, some of the disturbing trends, it should be said. Gabby, what do they have to say about that?
Yeah, really quite interesting appearance from road safety chiefs. That I also will say that, you know, obviously we've seen such a high number of road deaths, and even two people today have died in two separate road traffic collisions, which is really, really quite terrible. But what the road safety chiefs were saying is they were calling for stronger laws to combat the so-called killer behaviour of using mobile phones while driving. So the committee was told that one in five drivers check their phones while driving, and one in 10 report talking on a handheld phone while driving. The Road Safety Authority saying people perceive this to be low risk, but that actually international research shows that drivers are five times more likely to be involved in a fatal collision while holding their phone. Sam Wade, who's the CEO of the RSA, he's saying that other EU member states use technology to detect people using their phones. He's saying it's written into their laws, written into the legislation. He's also telling the committee that the UK are looking at camera technology that uses cameras not just for speeding if we're wearing a seatbelt, but also for using mobile phones while driving. And this is something that Eamon Ryan, I think, spoke about last week as well, that they are looking at this technology that would detect if you, for example, have a mobile phone on your lap when you're driving.
All right. It sounds like, you know, that there's more enforcement and more surveillance being called for, was the message coming out. Greater perhaps policing and greater access to technology. Would that be fair to say, Gabby?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, the government has come under fierce pressure on this because we are seeing, you know, certainly last year was a terrible year for road deaths. And that seems to be, I think this year is on track to be the worst year yet again. We're only 4 months into the year. We know that Jack Chambers is the Minister of State at the Department of Transport. He's bringing in, of course, these lower speed limits. It'll be up to local authorities then to implement them. Salman Harris, one of his first moves as Taoiseach, you know, was to promise to tackle road deaths, and he met the Road Safety Authority last week. He also met the Garda Commissioner. Of course, this promise was made to him of 30-minute policing by every guard during every frontline shift. I know that the GRA, the Garda Representative Association, they've dismissed that as a bit of a PR stunt. But certainly the government seems to be trying to do something on it. Of course, legislation and so on is very slow to be implemented, and I don't know how much can actually be done. Simon Harris also talking about, look, you don't need a guard to be out and telling people you can't be drug driving, you can't be drink driving. So there is an element of personal responsibility around that as well.
All right. Just on those sad statistics, and obviously there is a person behind every one of these numbers, 68 people died on the roads, a further 4 fatalities in the last 24 hours. That's up 14 on the number of lives lost in the same period last year. Pat Daly, it's, for all the calls for people taking personal responsibility, it would appear that that's not been heeded, and that enforcement is needed to reverse some of these trends. Is that the case?
Yes, it is the short answer to that. Enforcement, and no more than like people want to feel safe, not only in the centres of our towns and the cities, but they want to feel safe on our roads also. And visibility is key to that. And while, you know, around the country there are an awful lot of, you know, the Go Safe vans and you know, the fixed charge notices arising out of that, there is nothing to combat or nothing can better, you know, the guards in black spots in particular. And you know, Martin Kenny, my colleague, when he was dealing with this, indicated that in 2017 there was 623 guards in the road policing unit, and in February of this year, 7 years later, there was 4 extra. So since then, obviously, there's been a huge increase in population. I think it's in the region of 400,000 to 500,000. That Garda numbers haven't increased to the same extent, and the roads policing unit, obviously there's a way more cars on the roads also with you know, with that increase in population, yet the roads policing unit has not been expanded to the same extent. We submitted amendments to the Road Safety Bill when it was going through the Dáil recently, recently to have a mandatory minimum number of guards in the roads policing unit, but that wasn't accepted. And
how would that be filled? Because this is a call that's been made by a lot of people. But you increase Garda recruitment, do you create some kind of a mandate that, you know, a certain amount of recruits from Templemore have to go there? And how do you deal then, you know, with the fact that the Garda Commissioner is responsible for operational issues and other things might arise, like crime rates and all of those other things, where he may need to use his discretion or her discretion in order to deploy the guards elsewhere?
Yeah, I know that Drew Harris's call for the half an hour on the regular shift, which is the 12-hour shift that the guards are doing, has been criticised by some. But, you know, every little bit helps. And I do know that when I used to work in the courts, that many of the times when people were being brought before the courts for driving while intoxicated or no insurance or being on a mobile phone, it was from the regular guards as opposed to the road traffic unit. But, you know, it's all about getting the numbers in. There are proposals, and I thought it was interesting the other day when I was speaking, when questions to the Minister for Justice in relation to other issues, and I asked her, would she consider, which senior Gardaí have spoken to me about, possibly another training centre? Because when we went to Templemore is full. They're looking for other space to have. There's a huge queue, for the drivers, the driving courses, and they can't get everyone through those courses because they don't have the space.
Tim Lumbard, more guards, more training, and more of them deployed to the traffic corps. What do you say to that?
There's a few things I'd say.
I just
think this is a very, very serious issue. Of all issues we discuss here tonight, this is really, really important. Look, we've gone up to 68. People, unfortunately, have lost their lives. I think 50% of them are under 30, which is a very, very frightening statistic, under 30 years of age. Three were lost in Cork in the last week. Three of them were actually motorcyclists, which is an unusual statistic in itself. 25% of people in 2021 that unfortunately lost their lives on the road weren't wearing safety belts. So any detection system that's going to put in place will not solve that.
I mean, I don't need to remind you, your party has been in power for 13 years. The situation's getting worse. You know,
The issue here is driver behaviour, and how do we actually make sure driver behaviour can change? How can we make sure they do probably two or three things? One is belt up. Like, that's the obvious thing that 90% of us do. Unfortunately, some don't. And 25% of fatalities that were proven report in 2022, unfortunately, didn't have the safety.
So is it enforcement?
Is enforcement to a degree, but also there's issues regarding mobile phones and like the issues.
Is that not enforcement too?
It is indeed. And what we need to do.
So we're back to guards.
So if you look at what the Taoiseach has done in the last 15 days, he met the Commissioner, he met the actual RSA. There's been 11 actions announced that's going to be brought forward. The €3 million of a budget in place for advertising is going to be moved forward regarding helping with people to actually make sure they actually know that they're actually breaking the law. There's also going to be movements regarding education, which needs to be brought forward. Education, to me, is the ultimate thing in this entire thing.
Well, the jury's out on the effectiveness of education. I mean, we'd be having this conversation.
Matt
Shanahan.
But if you look at the issue
here. I want to go to Matt Shanahan.
Very
so, you
if
know,
you look at the issue here, 30%, like 50% of them are 30-year-olds. That's the issue.
Okay, Matt Shanahan, more guards, more enforcement. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely more guards on the road. And I'll tell you the other thing. If you put more guards on the road, not sitting in cars with CATSO cameras and what have you, actually out doing checkpoints on the road, that's what people want to see. And actually the other effect of that was you'd have a reduction in general crime around the area just because of Garda visibility. But I think
we're 750 drivers detected breaking the speed limit during a 24-hour national go slow day. I mean, a few speed cameras wouldn't do any harm, would it?
Well, not speed cameras, but a lot of the times you see speed cameras in places where they're not actually affected, they're just rolling up revenue. But I wanted to make a point just about what you said about the Garda Commissioner. Anybody who has managed people to in any organisational size, to say to people starting a shift, go out and do a half an hour of something out on the roadside, that's a complete waste of time. To be honest, in my opinion, it's just a form of greenwashing by the guards. We should have a dedicated traffic corps, but we don't have adequate numbers within it. We need them properly trained.
What do you make of what Pa Daly was saying there, that, you know, a lot of traffic offences are spotted by guards who are, you know, driving a patrol car, see somebody driving erratically, stop them. I mean, that could be covered in the half hour of the shift, couldn't it?
Well, it could also be covered by a guard going in and out of work. Were you ever stopped by a guard out of hours if he saw you doing something? I have been. So, I mean, guards are on. The old thing of guards was they were always
You don't
on.
Want to tell it. We don't have the time for that story. Between
it's many years ago, but I just make the point. That's happening anyhow. But I do think you need proper checkpoints and guards that are looking at, not alone cars, tax, all that. Look at the tyres, look at the lights.
And one other I was stopped on one occasion for having my full lights on, and a guard tailed me for about 2 miles and then pulled me over and stuck his head into the car to see. And he told me afterwards that most people who don't turn down their full, or a certain cohort of people who don't turn down their fulls when they're coming against traffic, are under the influence, and that's why he stopped me.
And so just one thing, I wasn't under the influence. Can I just say, in terms of Finland, they have a lights on policy the whole time, and I think I've said this to the minister a number of times, we should draft this as legislation. People drive on their dip lights all day long. The newer cars have lights on, the older cars don't. Visibility is a huge issue.
Gabby, yeah.
Is it also not massively concerning, though? I mean, we saw a report in my very own newspaper that there wouldn't be that dedicated Garda policing on between the hours of 2 a.m. and 7 a.m. For most of those days. I mean, that is when you have those drug drivers, those drunk drivers. And I know, like, in fairness, the government, and even looking at what Tim Lambert is saying there, you know, they are kind of saying the onus is on the people that are in the car, the driver and so on, and that's fair enough. But also, surely the guards are there for a reason, and if people are drug drivers or drink driving, surely those key hours between 2 and 7 o'clock in the morning is when they should be caught and when guards should be out looking for them.
And now there's a higher level of social acceptability around drink driving, according to Michael Rowland of the RSA. Like, issues like seatbelts and drink driving, these are things that ad campaigns were run on in the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the social acceptability at this stage, but speed cameras are just getting...
Well, this is based on research from the Road Safety Authority. I mean, it's amongst a certain cohort of people, they're willing to take the risk, or there's some kind of a subculture where they think drink driving is okay.
Yeah, well, that's very unfortunate. But the only way to deal with that is, because the speed cameras you never see them working at night anyway. I think there's difficulties there. You don't see them out on the main roads. But in relation to the recent meeting that has taken place by the Taoiseach, it reminds me of the creation of a task force for Dublin City Centre. The answers are there already. We need more guards out at the side of the road and dealing with country roads. It's not necessarily on the motorways where these accidents are happening, but it's between the hours of 10 o'clock at night and 4 o'clock in the morning where we need to see the Garda visibility stopping people coming home from the pub, coming home from the nightclub. And while I'm not going to go into any details that I've had with the guards, I'll have to go no comment on that one. It's clear that if they see a guard leaving the town and when they're going home, they are more likely to belt up, not to be on the mobile phone, and not to go if they have a drink ticket.
All right.
They won't.
All right, Tim Lombard, give us a key performance indicator. When the Taoiseach says he's going to make this a priority, what's the proof of that?
Well, the 30 minutes for every Garda on the beat is a very, very important step. I came from Cork last week, right? Four times we met caravan or guards from here to Dublin. Absolutely brilliant to see. Didn't see it 2 months ago, after seeing it on the ground now. Other issues regarding technology. Like, we need to have the cameras, as you stated in your preview.
Sorry, when did you see those guards out on the road?
Tuesday morning.
So this is the Simon Harris effect, is it?
Well, it happened on the street. I saw it myself. Right. But like, can I get back to technology, as you said in your preview, right? Like, that's really important. If we have cameras that can pick up mobile phones and pick up seatbelts. Like, if you're pulled over tomorrow morning, there's very hard, how is a guard going to see you not wearing a seatbelt? Obviously going to put it on before he pulls you over. 25% of the fatalities that weren't wearing seatbelts. And you're right, these were campaigns in the 80s on TV. This is what we were trying to get into our minds. But right, still, we have huge issues there.
We're going to have to leave it there. That's all we have time for this evening. Sean Marin was our broadcast coordinator.